The program is sponsored by Shoreline Transportation Services and is responsible for its content.
Here in Ohio, homeowners, taxpayers, and business owners alike are facing the weight of ever-rising, unjust property tax. Because of this, it's time we come together to speak out, question, and demand change. From Citizens for Property Tax Reform, that conversation starts now. This is the Voice of the People.
Good evening, and welcome to the Voice of the People. Voice of the People is brought to you tonight by Bud and Eileen Kaiser. Thank you so much for sponsoring our show tonight. We really appreciate it. Citizens for Property Tax Reform is a local grassroots nonpartisan group seeking property tax relief for senior citizens and property tax reform for all Ohioans. This is Bill Homan. I will be your host tonight. Keith is under the weather, so let's wish him a speedy recovery and come back soon. So, also, I'd like to say hello to the man behind the glass, our awesome producer, Style.
Hey, how are you, Bill?
Very good. Thank you, Style. And tonight, we're also going to meet our members of the roundtable. I'd like to introduce Beth Blackmar.
Hey, how you doing?
Very good. Thank you very much. And Kyle Kutz.
Hi, Bill. Hi, everybody.
Excellent. And Connie Mansell, she'll be here in a minute. She had to do something real quick. So, before we introduce our guest tonight, we're going to, we have Jeff on the line over here already, and we're going to start with our guest tonight. Go ahead and bring him on. Jeff, are you there?
Yeah. Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hi, Jeff.
Good, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
Yes. I'm just going to introduce you real quick, Jeff. This is Jeff Lehner of Ross County, Ohio, and he is the auditor there. Thanks for coming on the air tonight, Jeff.
Sure, yeah, happy to be here. Thank you.
So I heard we have some very concerning numbers that you would like to inform us about tonight.
Yeah, definitely. And I want to share this with you guys because I think it'll give your listeners a better understanding of kind of how this works. So recently we received a recommendation, quote-unquote, and we'll talk about that, from the state that Ross County increase its residential valuations for next year by 29% versus where they were as of the 2022 mandate that we received from the state. And what's especially interesting about that is that 29% figure is identical to the increase that Ross County took for residential parcels in 2022 going into 23. And so when you think about the compounding aspect of that, what that means is that, you know, Ross County is taking an increase that's pretty significant in terms of where we were in terms of our valuation only 4 years ago. And so as we've discussed, and as your listeners know by now, the biggest part of the problem in Ohio right now as it relates to property taxes is not that values go up. We want values to go up. If you own a home, you want it to be appreciating in value.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But the problem is that Ohio's current system for property taxation results in increased taxes on higher values on gains that the property owner doesn't actually receive until they sell the home.
Right.
So if you own a house and you're getting an order from the state to increase its value from one period to the next, there's no benefit to you in terms of money that you receive, and it's all cost in terms of property taxes.
So we're going to be looking at basically back-to-back increases. Well, what's to say there's not a third or fourth one if this continues?
Well, not only that, but let me ask you a question. How do you propose in Ross County to, you said last year they did a 29% overall increase. This time around, they want to do another 29% overall increase in valuation. And how is it proposed that that be accomplished?
So it's not last year. Okay. That's a 29% increase from where it was as of 2022. The last time Ross County went through the period. So it's a 3 year period.
Right.
And the thing is, when you dig into the numbers of sales data, that's not unjustified. You know, that is at least close enough to a reflection of the real estate market, at least here in Ross County.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I talk to people about this, it's not that, as I said, property values are going up. That's not a bad thing. The bad thing is that Ohio taxes property as it goes up with no benefit to the homeowner or the property owner if it's a commercial property.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the unrealized gains aspect of it.
That's exactly right. And that's what we've talked about, is that the way we tax property in Ohio right now in the current system is the equivalent of taxing somebody on 401k accounts that they haven't received any benefit from, because they're still working and they're not of retirement age. It's the same kind of thing. When you tax unrealized gains, all you're doing is pulling value out of, in the case of a 401k account, the account, in the case of your house, pulling value out of your house to pay a higher tax bill.
And Jeff, I'm glad you brought up the commercial property aspect of it, because a lot of people don't even think about that. You have homeowners that are going to be getting hit with the increases, but when commercial property is getting hit, people wonder why prices are starting to go up again. And this is the back end of things that people don't pay attention to, or they don't think about, because, you know, it's not coming directly out of their pocket. So it's very important that people understand this isn't just with, you know, residential property. This is across the board where everything is going to be going up behind the scenes on that end of it.
Except for those properties that are abated, that
Correct.
Have abatements or TIFs in place,
mm-hmm.
right?
You know, so it's also amazing, like we were talking about, how with tax abatements, we already have the county and the state basically already offering no taxes for these luxury homes that are being built right now in a lot of areas throughout the state.
And every new business that comes,
you know, and same thing for a lot of new businesses that are putting buildings up, you know, they're getting offered 30, you know, or even more years abated taxes. And it's like they're willing to offer them, eliminate taxes for them, but yet they have no problem taxing, you know, the average Joe right out of their house with these increases.
I have a question for you, Jeff. I always get this, well, 920 is going to offset, you know, any increases, 920, 920, 920. And you could probably address that far better than I. I saw it make a difference in people's bills. However, with the increases that we experienced, it wasn't appreciable. So maybe you could talk a little bit about that as well.
Yeah, so House Bill 920, when you hear that phrase or that term, that refers to a late 70s legislative mechanism that was put in place by the General Assembly,
mm-hmm.
That was intended to limit the effect of rapid home price appreciation for homeowners.
Right.
It's a complicated thing, but for lack of a better term, or maybe for brevity's sake here, the purpose of House Bill 920 was to put brakes on rising property tax bills in correlation to rising property values.
Mm-hmm.
The problem we have is that it's been long enough, and the inflation we've seen in recent years is kind of beyond the scope of
right.
anything we've seen in Ohio over the last four decades,
right.
that it's really not effective anymore. And
yeah.
so we have this outdated system that mm-hmm. at one time worked effectively, but just doesn't anymore. And that's, you know, for Ross County in 2022 going into 23, the effect of a 29% increase in residential values, correlated in some cases, depending on which part of the county you lived in, to an increase in your property tax bill of up to 30%.
Mm-hmm.
And so
Ouch.
I'm sitting here in the sunroom at my house. Yeah, I live downtown in Chillicothe, and I'm looking directly out my front window at my neighbor's house. For them, their home jumped in value from about $130,000 to about $190,000.
Holy mackerel. Oh, my heavens.
22 into
that.
23.
How can
Sounds
that
more
be?
Than 20, than 30%.
Be? Well, so that would be okay, because keep in mind, it's a three-year cycle. So they weren't saying that was a one-year increase. They're saying that was a three-year aggregate increase.
It's only 10%. Nothing to worry about here.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, and I'll ask you guys. You're happy to have a higher value in your home because at some point you're going to benefit from that. But
sure.
again, you go back to the problem is that Ohio taxes that gain as though it's already been realized. So for my neighbors, specifically in this case, that higher value resulted in nearly a $600 per year increase in their property tax bill. And what I've been talking to locally about this with people is, look, we've seen it. We've been through it only 3 years ago. What you saw in 2023, we're set up as it stands right now for the same kind of increase in your property tax bill next year, unless the General Assembly does something about it.
You know, and here's the other angle of this. You know, yeah, your house value is going up, but if you turn around and sell your house, if you decide to move into another house, that house is also going to be inflated in price as well. So, you know, it's not like you're selling your house and, you're getting the higher price for it, and you're going to have the ability to find a house that's cheaper, per se, if you're moving it, you know, if you want to find something that's equivalent or a little bit bigger. You're going to be paying that higher markup of price on that as well. So the only aspect that you're actually going to benefit from is if you were planning on, you know, doing a line of credit off your house, or equity line, basically. That's the only area that you're going to benefit from with these house reappraisal increases.
And, you know, what about people in my situation, where I have no intention of selling my home? My home will, you know, they're going to carry me out of their feet first, and it will go to my daughter. I have no intention of selling. But like Bill said, it's like switching seats on the Titanic, you know?
Yeah. And it's like, what was the other point I was going to bring up here? If someone buys a house now with the inflated prices, what's going to happen to the industry if something happens where all of a sudden, you know, like we had that housing crash a while back, for example, and all of a sudden these market values start to drop for some reason? You know, you're going to have people that are going to be in extreme negative equity for probably 20 years before they start to even remotely break even.
Yeah.
You know, so now you're opening up a whole other Pandora's box there too, because no one's going to be able to sell because no one's going to want to buy it at the price that they still owe on it.
Right.
You know, so I mean, you know, these house prices jacking up really quickly here. There's a lot of dangerous slopes that are right around the corner, that if there's one bad turn in something, you know, it could really cause severe damage to everybody, and people flat out losing their homes. And atop from senior citizens that we talk about over and over again, that we see at our meetings, I mean, we have people that come up and they're in tears, because even with this current one, this reassessment in place, they don't know where they're going to get the money to cover this.
Right.
And, you know, over and over again, like we said, we've reached out to our state reps, and, you know, we've told them what we're seeing and hearing from people. And here we are, still nothing's been done.
And Jeff, here's something you could comment on. This is something we talk about in our group all the time, that if you're talking these kind of increases on the 3-year cycle, forget about the 6-year sexennial, and what happens, multiply this out on the next 2 times, multiply it out on the next 3 times, what are the values of the houses going to be in the corresponding property taxes? There's going to be a whole lot more people than just senior citizens that can't afford it.
Right. Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
What is the,
I'd just like to address that, is that, you know, at a certain point, the market just kind of speaks for itself. And, you know, if the market says your house is worth X, That's what your house is worth. And if that's what somebody's willing to pay for it, that's what you can get for it. You know, the problem, as I see it, as the administrator of a local property tax system in Ohio, is not in rising values. I want that. We want that. We want what we own to be worth more in the future than it is right now. The problem is the system that taxes you at every increase along the way before you see any benefit from it. And that's the nature of this whole conversation.
Well, and the other aspect,
the General Assembly really needs to address.
Yes. And you know, the other aspect is that we have, like, we've spoke to some realtors as well. And, you know, one of the things that they have people that they're having problems with is, when people are moving out, you know, they're coming from a different state to come to Ohio, and they're looking at house prices, and many of them are in shock, you know, when they find out how much the taxes have jumped up from where they moved from. And it's also going to have an impact on the realtor's market as well.
Yeah. Well, Ohio really, I think I saw something recently that Ohio at this point is now like the 8th highest property tax state in America. And that's not a reputation I think that Ohio wants. You know, for all the talk that politicians do about creating a business-friendly economic climate and attracting new investments to Ohio, so on and so forth, taxes are a cost. And you touched on that earlier, is that if you have a business, taxes for you are a cost that gets passed on to the consumer, of course. If it's your residence, taxes are a cost that if you're paying a higher property tax bill, it's going to cost you elsewhere in terms of other opportunities you might like to have. And it doesn't have to be this way. There are reforms that can be implemented by the General Assembly that they talk all the time about. And my message to anybody who I'm talking to is that it's just time for us to act. I don't think we want Ohio to be a place that's recognized nationally as a place that taxes you more than you should be taxed, that taxes you excessively, that taxes you at a higher rate than neighboring states in terms of your investment, which is what property is. Those are bad for Ohio. And my hope is that the legislature recognizes that and finally decides to take some action here. This is the time.
Have you spoke to any other county auditors by chance? You know, are they seeing a similar potential increase in their counties as well?
Yes, this is a statewide phenomenon, and it varies by county. It varies by which part of the state that you're in, of course. But, you know, every county auditor is a member of the County Auditors Association of Ohio, and our association is in constant communication with the General Assembly, and the message is the same. You know, I'm willing to be out front on saying I think we should get rid of property taxes altogether.
You're here.
I will tell you, I'm not the only one, but I, you know, there's an attitude among some that are like, you know, I'd really like to see kind of what rolls out in terms of what the alternatives might be.
So
and so that's a conversation that's taking place, and I think you guys eventually are going to start to see more elected officials kind of speaking in your favor. But that's kind of developing.
Can I ask a quick question?
Sure.
What is the market like down there? Like, I've noticed in Cuyahoga County here, our housing market seems to be flattening a bit, and houses are staying on the market longer. I think we may be seeing kind of a slowdown to the boom, like more of a slowdown. What does it look like in Ross County?
Similar thing. I think there's been a moderation. I'm in pretty regular contact with realtors because of the nature of what my office is responsible for and their specific interest, obviously, in the economy. So I do think that there's a kind of a flattening taking place.
Yeah.
But there's no question that values are up from where they were 3 years ago.
Oh, sure. Sure.
You see houses on the market for a little longer now than they were maybe a year ago. Mm-hmm. So I think we're seeing the same thing here is what it sounds like you are, Beth.
Just curious,
but
yeah.
There's no question that the market in terms of values is up from where it was 3 years ago.
Well, so I know the one other thing I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, like, I'm not going to argue that point with the Ohio Department of Taxation because I see it. But the problem, again, is in the formula that the legislature has the ability to amend.
Yeah. I know the other thing that I have been personally seeing is that a lot of commercial property has been for sale for a very long time up here. That seems to be very stagnant market right now. Do you see that down your way?
I do. There's some unique things about Ross County that anybody who's from Ross County hearing this is already aware of because I've spoken locally about that. And so maybe I'm not perfectly representative of what's going on in the commercial market because of that. But yeah, I do see that. And I imagine that's a common thing across the state as well.
Yeah. And the other thing I was going to ask you when you were talking about, the other auditors throughout the state, what about farmers with all the acres that they have? Have you been hearing from other auditors that have a lot of farmland and agriculture in their areas, what they're seeing? I'm sure there's farmers that are reaching out to them on what they're being hit with on their farmland. That's going to be, again, it's going to be getting passed on to the consumer. Have you heard about that at all?
I haven't had that conversation specifically with other auditors, but I have had it locally with farmers here in our community. And you're right. For them, it's a cost. It's a cost that gets passed on, or it's a cost in some cases that gets eaten and it reduces their margins. I say it all the time. There's no such thing as a free lunch.
Right.
I had a guy, I made that comment on social media recently. There's no such thing as a free lunch. And a guy took it as the opportunity to try to argue with me about free lunches in school.
Oh, good Lord. Okay. Yeah, no.
We're having a real adult conversation in here. Take that stuff somewhere else if you want to be an internet.
Right.
But the concept, I think, of there being no such thing as a free lunch is one that people easily understand. It's a common term. And what it means is that everything has to be paid for.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
Right. So as far as the farms go, you know, it was my understanding from what I was hearing across the state, the CUAV, I may have that right or wrong, basically doubled this last go-round. Can you speak to any of that?
Yeah. Again, there, that's a periodic adjustment that's made by the state. Actually, CAUV is one that the local or the county auditor really doesn't have any ability to influence. That's something that's handed down to us from the state. And that has to do with soil types.
Right, right.
And there, I guess, economic productivity is the way to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But again, there, that's a valuation determination that's up due mostly to the general state of the economy. You see it when you go to the grocery store.
Oh, my God.
You see it when you go to buy a durable good. But
right.
Costs are just up anywhere you look in the economy versus where they were 3 or 4 years ago. That's just
sure.
a fact of life. But I always bring it back to, you know, I'm in charge of administering a local property tax system in the state of Ohio. And the problem is not that values are up. The problem is that we have a system that taxes higher values as though the owner of the property has already seen the benefit of cashing out.
Yeah,
that's really the crux of it. We're after the valuations, yeah. but you really kind of go to the meat of that problem.
Yeah,
so. It does no good to jump up and down about the valuation because that's a market function. The part that is able to be changed is the system that produces the tax bills on those valuations.
Yeah, the process definitely has to be changed. We definitely need extensive reform because, you know, like you said, I mean, this whole conversation tonight with another 29% in the upcoming future here, that's going to be detrimental to a lot of people. There's going to be a lot of people
yeah.
that are going to be in big financial trouble, and we really don't want to see that. We really don't, because that's not going to be pretty at all. Not at all.
I just want to encourage anybody listening who is inclined to do it, and I've been telling people this locally. You go to ohiohouse.gov or you go to ohiosenate.gov, you're able to look up by your zip code who your legislators are. And if you're a person who's inclined to do it, as I hope many of your listeners would be, as I hope you all are, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Sure are.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you betcha.
You've got to communicate this to your legislators because there are actions that they can take between now and the end of this year that are going to have a positive impact on this situation. Of course,
yes.
Your group is, and I agree with you on this, you guys are pushing for the total elimination of property taxes in favor of other more equitable and more productive systems. And I totally agree with that. But
yeah.
That's a determination, if it comes to it, that's going to be made by the people of this state.
All right,
and
Jeff.
If the people of Ohio choose to eliminate property taxes, that's one thing. But if the people of Ohio do not choose to eliminate property taxes, it's up to our legislators to make positive changes with the system we have.
Mm-hmm. Right. All right, Jeff. Well, we're about out of time here, so I want to thank you again for coming on our show tonight. It's been very informative,
yep.
So I'm sure we'll have you again in the near future. Thanks again.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you guys very much.
All right, thank you. All right, everyone. That was another. That was a great discussion we had there. So once again, just thanks, Jeff, for thank you so much for being on the show. And so next week, we're going to have a really big show next week. We're going to be discussing the amendment to abolish property taxes in Ohio. So make sure to tune in on that. That's going to be a big one, and we'll be sure. Hopefully, we'll have the phone call lines open, and be ready. So Connie, can you go ahead and put this out here for us on this one?
Yes, if you would like to sponsor one of our shows, please text us or contact our Facebook or call Beth at 216-452-2961. Again, it's 216-452-2961. 2961.
All right, and Kyle, can you tell us a little bit about the website update?
Absolutely. We have a new feature on our website, and you can now listen to our show off of the link on our website. And thanks to our fantastic producer, Style, for getting this together for us. We really appreciate that, Style. Thank you very much. All you would have to do is click on, you'll see it's called Listen Live. It's a Listen Live button, and you can actually listen to our show. If you don't have a radio, you'll be listening to it via the internet, but you can pick us up anywhere you have internet connection. So get in touch with us.
Okay, if you're not already, catch us on reformpropertytax.com. If you're not already a member, and get in there, get signed up, and help us get this petition out.
And again, thank you everyone tonight for the crew on the roundtable. And we'll all see you all next week. Thank you very much.